It's an old song called The First Whipper. Will Jerry and I sing this for you. Stage and they do a lot of original material. Some of it sounds pretty bizarre because they're trying to stay away from the vocabulary and the songs that Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs have already come up with. And those combinations are so beautiful and so pure that it's really hard to come up with anything else original. So when you start, a lot of bluegrass bands, when they start coming up with original material, that it starts sounding pretty weird because they're trying to stay away from the music of the masters. But they all get in the back in the dressing room when they're warming up and they all play these numbers here. and so to get to stand up here and play them and run through them is indeed a pleasure, although we hate for the sad occasion. But also too, sometimes we have a tendency to forget the words or things because it's been a while since we've done some of these things. Now, change the subject a little bit. Mike Compton made an amazing statement to me the other day. We were up in Wisconsin getting ready to play a tent show, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and Mike had gone up off the hill, over the hill, back by himself to write him a mandolin instrument. He was very taken with the beauty of the occasion and the hillsides. And I mean, I don't know. I wasn't inside your head at the time, so I don't know for sure what you might have been thinking. So, And he made the remark that Bill Monroe's Madeline style had a simplicity to it, but also a richness. It was very much like a Van Gogh painting. And that really stuck with me, you know, especially his approach to a fiddle tune. And I was gonna see if I could get you to come up here and tell us a little bit about that. I might just ask you a few questions and tell us a little bit about when the first time that you heard Bill, what it meant to you, and then how you got hold of the mandolin and started trying to, and what aspects of that style were that really nailed you to the wall.
Which one of those questions? Choice. The Van Gogh painting thing might sound a little weird, but it's Monroe's mandolin style to me is like Van Gogh in that if you stand far away from it, you get a nice clean picture. If you get up close, it's the same approach with really broad strokes all over the thing, and you don't really see the whole picture until you get back away from it. And then there it is. That's that question. I started listening to Bill because he sounded easier than everybody else. And not until I'd been into it for about 10 years did I realize that I had grossly underestimated the target. I thought, well, I'll just start out here and move on to something complicated. Well, the more I listened to it, the more I realized that I was wrong and that there was a whole lot to it. And it was uniquely different from everybody else. I guess I first heard it when I was about 15. At that point in time, I stopped being a trombone player. And it was kind of an acquired taste at first because it sounded like having a lot of Mitch Miller records around the house that my mom and dad listened to, where everything was really smooth and clean and everything. The first time I started hearing it was like, these people are singing out of tune. But, you know, it kind of grew on me. I don't remember the rest of the questions. Genius in the style was that even when he was 84 years old, it had so much illusion involved with it that he could miss a lot of the stuff that he used to play and your brain would still fill in the blanks. That's true. That's true. He was a master of insinuation. But yeah, that too.
Okay, here's an old tune called Dusty Miller. I've played this for years since I was a kid. And then Bill played. What he used to say? What did he used to say? He said, "Now you're not playing that right because I play this right because I know the guy that wrote it."